there anyone that would like to volunteer to give our opening prayer this morning? Any volunteers? Tammy, would you like to volunteer?
I'll do it.
Y'all will join me in our prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you give us each and every day. Lord, we thank you for those blessings we recognize and oftentimes those that we don't. We ask, Lord, that you would watch over every young man and young woman in this country and overseas that's struggling to protect the precious freedoms that you have granted this country. We'd ask, Lord, that you'd be with this court this morning, that our actions would be pleasing in your sight, and watch over each and every individual as they travel to and from this event this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll join me in our pledges through our United States and Texas flag. Boy, old habits die hard.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Record reflect that Commissioner Metter and Commissioner Clark are not in attendance this morning. Commissioners, I would entertain a motion to approve our Commissioner's Court agenda.
Move.
Oppose. That mean we can leave?
We're out.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Under proclamations and resolution, we have a presentation of employee committee scholarship winners. That's always a good one.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Natalie Lorenz, the Chairman of the Employees Committee. It's our goal every year to, as the Employees Committee, to award scholarships to employees and dependents of employees. And this year we were able to give 6 scholarships out. And there was a lot of other really good applicants. And just want to thank everybody for putting their packets through and working really hard. So,
what do you look for in the recipients?
I want to start by saying the employees committee are actually not the ones that judge it. We have an outside entity that judges that has nothing to do with the county. But academics, character, I guess academic achievement.
Community service.
Community service, absolutely. So it's a variety of different things. So.
Good.
Yep, and we have some really good applicants. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the employees. So I'd like to ask Michelina Oliveri to come up. And I'm going to actually turn on this side so I can face you. Can I just check y'all? I just want to face the audience. Okay. Sorry.
We've allowed 30 minutes for your speech.
I'll be. Okay. So, Michelina is currently employed with the county library and attending Sam Houston State University, where she's seeking her English degree to become an English professor. One of her coworkers described her as a bright, self-driven person who has successfully published a novel for young adults. She's a hard worker, regularly taking on additional tasks and following them through their completion. She was described as a family person, heavily involved with church activities, and a flawless writer. She describes college as an important opportunity to expand her horizons, not only through classes you take, but through the ability to become a truly active, informed, and curious member of society. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, James Russell. Here you are, sir. Okay, James is currently employed with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in their Human Resource Division. James is currently attending Texas A&M University, where he is seeking a career in Human Resource Analytics and Data Sciences. Some of James's coworkers have described him as a natural leader, possessing solid character and a model of perfection. Sheriff Henderson said that he believes James' work ethic and character will make him an exemplary student. His contributions and results at the Sheriff's Department have recently earned him the Trusted Pact Award. James describes college as an opportunity to grow personally, contribute more to the county, and set an example of hard work and achievement to his children. Okay? Catherine Marshall. Catherine is currently employed at the Montgomery County Library System, but will be attending the University of Minnesota School of Law. Catherine's goal is to work and defend children's rights and serve the community to the best of her ability. Catherine is described as an engaged academic citizen who has the courage of her convictions as well as the courage to examine those convictions. One of her professors said, "If I was asked to rank her among the undergraduate students I have taught in the past 20 years, Catherine would come up top 1% for intellectual curiosity, capacity to pursue knowledge, and her drive." Catherine describes law school as the opportunity to better serve her community through legal work. She dreams of being able to defend the rights of those who need it the most. Okay, now we're going to move on to the dependents of employees, and I'm going to start with Molly Bell. She's our $1,000 scholarship recipient. Her mom is Raina George from the juvenile detention.
Now if I ever miss court, I'm going to need a note for you to sign for me.
Molly is a graduating senior from New Caney High School and is planning on attending the Lone Star College Nursing School. Molly is a senior class president, National Honor Society president, member of student council, and an Eagles Angels member. She's very active in her youth group and has attended several mission trips. One of Molly's teachers stated that Molly will be a successful student because she has developed a robust work-study balance and knows how to plan and achieve her goals. Another one of her teachers said, "In addition to being an exceptional student, Molly is quite possibly one of the sweetest souls I've ever met. She is friendly, helpful, and accepting of all her classmates." Molly said that college is her future, and without it, she would not be able to fulfill her dreams she has had since she was a little kid. Catherine Fisher. Okay. Catherine's mom is Susan Fisher in the county attorney's office, and she is currently attending UT, University of Texas at Austin, and majoring in computational engineering and mathematics honors. She is an outreach chair for Women of Aerospace for Leadership and Development, and volunteers at events such as Girls Day and Explore UT to engage young students in the field of engineering. One of Catherine's teachers said this about her: "Kate is a curious and highly motivated student with diverse interests. Her academic performance thus far is outstanding as a double major in mathematics and computational engineering and a Jefferson Scholar. I look forward to working with Kate again next year and expect that she will continue to demonstrate excellence in her academic programs." Kate said, "College is the time of my life when I get to learn about a wide range of subjects in a level of detail I did not realize existed from experts. I believe this is an incredible privilege, and I know it to be a challenge. I enjoy the challenge and appreciate the foundation college provides for the rest of my life." Congratulations. Madeline Walker. Madeline's mom is Deborah Walker in the county clerk's office, and Madeline is a graduating senior of Willis High School and will be attending Tarleton State University in the fall. She plans to major in biology, and her goal is to become a pediatric trauma surgeon. Madeline is involved in many sports: volleyball, Olympic lifting, and tennis, which she was All-District 2017-18, and undefeated girls' doubles in 2017. Madeline's teacher said, "She is not a passive learner. She pursues knowledge. She works extremely hard at all of her undertakings. She is not only gifted and hardworking, but imaginative, easygoing, and truly cares about others." Madeline said, "College to her means having a greater opportunity to better herself and further her education in order to help others."
congratulations to each of our scholarship winners. Under County Clerk, Commissioners need a motion to approve our minutes from our regular session dated May the 8th, 2018.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other changes? Opposed? Motion carries. Under Consent, Commissioners, I have no changes on consent. I do have one individual who'd like to speak on an item on consent agenda. If there's not any other items y'all would like to pull forward.
Second.
Well, I have someone like to speak on a consent agenda item.
Okay.
Mr. White. Yes, sir. Item 9J2. Real briefly, just make note that we have 3 minutes for citizens' comment. We can't really address your concerns, but certainly be glad to hear what you have to say, Mr. White.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. My name is Carl White. For who don't know me, I'm the president of the Montgomery County NAACP. And we're asking that the court just grant us on August the 4th to have a Boulder awareness event. And we just want to educate the people on how important it is to vote. Judge, you're welcome to come and speak. Commissioners, you're welcome. We're going to invite the mayor, the DA, all the various county chairs, and also try to get the state president of Montgomery County NAACP down here also. Good. So that we just ask that you grant our request, Judge.
August the 4th, what time?
We're going to say from 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Thank you for your comments.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Move.
Okay. Got a motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Under Forensic Services. Dr. Canary, you want to take that one, or you?
Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Good morning, judges and commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm here today to consider, discuss, and approve a funding source for mold remediation services needed for our building not to exceed $30,000.
Move contingency.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Has the process been delayed at all waiting for this funding source? I'm just curious.
A little, but...
Because, Judge, I went out there to see this. In one of the rooms in which autopsies are done, the ceiling collapsed and water was everywhere and it was full of mold. And BD, I don't know what we can do in the future, but I know with the number of autopsies that they do in that facility, to be down a room is not a solution.
No.
So
there are emergency purchasing techniques to move that along.
Okay. Yeah. Well, something, you know, we don't want people waiting when it's something that critical in the future. So just let us know, and I appreciate you getting me involved, and if I didn't do enough to push it, I apologize, because it certainly is something that should be addressed quickly.
Well, not only for Dr. Panieri, but any time we have a situation like that, if there's an emergency, there's some steps we can take. And if that happens again, let us know. We'll try to move things.
We'll blame it on purchasing.
Well, we did have to get the quote, so it really hasn't been delayed that long, but... We want to get started immediately, so.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Sheriff.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Under 12A, we ask that you consider and approve transferring cadet position 56018, 580515, associated salary and benefits totaling 76,560.66 from the sheriff's budget to district attorney's budget for investigator 2 position number 43517802.17.
Move.
For lack of a second. Probably bring that one back, Sheriff, when we got a full court.
Yes, sir.
All right. District Attorney.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We ask you to consider and approve the following change. Closed position 43517610.5, coordinator victim assistant, and open position 43513995.12, court clerk 4, and transfer $39,176.28, remaining funds of $9,986.34 to be left unspent in the fund balance.
Move.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 2-1.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Does it pass? If it's 2-1?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Making sure.
Connell, North Houston Regional Airport.
I'll do that, Judge. To consider and approve a land lease agreement between Montgomery County and Burden Construction for 0.82 parcel at the airport. This is a ground lease where they will build the facility. It's been approved. The form has been approved by our office and approved by the airport director.
And I assume Commissioner Metter is favorable towards this?
Yes.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye. Sorry.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. How are you this
morning?
Item
15A, I ask that you take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of security items and devices through the State of Texas Department of Information Resources Contract, DIR TSO 3632, in an amount not to exceed $323,609 with funds from line item 110-4314 from Preferred Technologies, LLC.
Second.
What is this, Tammy? For sure. I mean, what is this?
It's for security items in the tax office.
This was discussed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Because of the large, because of how much money we're talking about, over $500,000, if we deferred this till the next court, would that create a big, would it make things worse for you? It just is a...
Every day is...
Every day we're at risk.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I just hate that it's such a big number, but I know it's something that
because
is needed.
Because just three of us being here? Or?
Yeah.
Well,
but
I get that
she needs it.
We discussed it, and I know that she needs it, certainly.
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Item 15B, take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of security items and devices through the State of Texas Department of Information Resources Contract, DIR TSO 3632, in an amount not to exceed $266,391 with funds from line item 110-43512 from Preferred Technologies, LLC.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
The purchasing item is to take all appropriate action to award, and this is Project 1842 Calvary Road reconstruction for Precinct 1. Got the wrong document here. And the low bidder is DVL Enterprises with the bid of $411,717.
How much?
$411,717.
Mr. Commissioner Metter, have you talked to him? Is he satisfied with that?
Yes.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 17.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. May I take A, B, and C together?
Yes.
Can we do that, Amy? Is that?
Yes.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Consider and approve the Clicket or Ticket grant application to TxDOT in the amount of $4,998.06 for Constable Precinct 1. $4,992.83 for Constable 2, and $5,000 for Constable Precinct 4's office. No match is required. Please authorize Rebecca Ansley to submit electronically and accept on behalf of Montgomery County.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Sir, consider, discuss, and approve inclusion of the Fire Marshal's Office, District Attorney's Office, and the County Attorney's Office investigators and inspectors into the STEP plan with necessary funding from contingency consistent with existing law enforcement in Montgomery County. I move. And judges, commissioner, this is something that
I second.
Thank you. Been something we've been looking to do for a long time. It brings parity to all of our law enforcement agencies. The cost is minimal, and I think it's the right
thing. We can do to anybody doing the same jobs across the county, create that.
What is the cost? Do we know?
It's about, well, there's 28,000 of, well, about 41,000 for the DA's office. It is
6,800 for the county attorney's office.
And it'll
68?
Be
6,800.
And then about 1,300 from the fire marshal, because okay, the remaining balance of that is covered from their own permits.
Yeah.
And that's how we'll want it to be funded. Ms. Phyllis?
Contingency and
from
permits.
Their own fees, yeah.
Okay. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We do have someone signed up for public comment on item 19A, Mr. Bill O'Sullivan. I'm not going to read the rules. I think you know the drill.
I know.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The reason I, Bill O'Sullivan, The Woodlands, Texas, Precinct 3. The reason I'm talking about this is because the list of the plan that was attached to this. Now, it seems to show that you have a 250% matching of benefits to the money put up. Now, I did this for a while, and I can tell you that a match of 100% is enormous in the private sector. And actually, you're competing with the private sector. The people around here, what they get paid versus the jobs that are held within the county, and you're going into your budget. And I think you have to take a hard look at not only this, but also the salaries compared against the private sector with benefits. And I expect you'll find that the county's paid well over that. And I think you should take a look at, and I don't know if you grandfather everybody, but I think you have to put yourself on a glide path so you fall in line. So you can interchange between the places, between the private sector and the public sector, but for the taxpayers to bear the weight of benefits which are out of line, I don't think is particularly fair. And I think you should take a look at it when you're looking at the budgets and take into account Diane Bass's work, which was on elected officials, but you have to take a look at it across the board. So the taxpayer is getting a fair deal. So when you start the budget process, I ask that you take a look at that and see if you can resolve getting to where the proper level is, or identifying where the proper level is, and putting the county on a glide path to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
For your comments.
Move.
Second.
Any other questions or comments?
You have anything,
you
want to
add anything to that, Phyllis?
If you have any questions, I have some statistics, but the required rate this year is 10.81%. For the past several years, the Commissioner's Court has chosen to smooth the effect of retirement funding by adopting 12.27%, which is higher than has been required. That has done some things like help pay down the unfunded liability that does exist there. And so the proposition in front of you today is to adopt the 12.27% as you've done in past years.
Good, and that will have our plan funded at 89.8%, and the single biggest risk to taxpayers is to have an underfunded pension plan, and we are well positioned, especially when you look at the peer group. And how you become underfunded is by either reducing your employer contribution or the employee contribution, both of which would have a negative and dramatic effect to the plan. Mr. O'Sullivan, I'd love to visit with you personally and talk with you about why the match is needed and what effect that actually has and how the plan operates. But this is not a pension plan in the true form that you may be thinking of. It's a cash balance pension plan. It's a hybrid between a defined benefit and a defined contribution plan. And there's a reason why the required contribution from the employer is where it is. I agree that at some point, I think the county should look towards adopting a 401k plan, grandfathering in all employees that are here and in the retirement plan today. But that's something for the court to talk about during the budget hearings, and you have to have legislative approval to do it. But I think it'd be a mistake to have a pension plan and to underfund it, or a cash balance pension plan and to underfund it.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. We now need to recess our Commissioner's Court for executive session under Article 551074. There's some action necessary out of executive session. First of all, Paul Case is going to be retiring at the end of this month. Paul, we want to thank you for 18 years of incredible service to this county. There's not hardly an office in this county anywhere you can walk into that you haven't touched in some way or another in a very positive way. And so as you, as you retire, enjoy your time with your wife and whatever she tells you to do.
It goes much better.
All right. With Paul leaving, the assistant director will take over the reins, Robbie, for the time for the interim. We've got several people that have applied for the job. We'll do some interviews and name someone to take that position later. But for right now, the assistant director will take over, Robbie. So thank you for your service there. All right. We now have citizens' comments for items that were not on today's agenda. We have several people that have signed up to speak. Let me read just a brief statement. We will now invite the public to address the court on any item not on today's agenda. Please state your name, topic of your comment before beginning, and your public comments may not exceed 3 minutes. You may be directed to department heads or elected officials for action, as we cannot respond to any comments today. So with that being said, we've got three people signed up to speak. First is Stella Grover.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Stella Grover, and the concern we have is about a road sign. And the road sign is Hardy Road. I've been living there for 45 years with the sign say Hardy Road, and someone came in March and decided they wanted to change the name to another name.
What did they name it?
Roche Road.
Is that in Commissioner Clark's precinct?
Mm-hmm.
Precinct. He's not here. I would certainly would direct you to talk to Commissioner Clark. We can't respond to the comment today, but would encourage you to contact Commissioner Clark, or I can try to get him a phone number and ask him to give you a call.
Okay.
I'd like to do that.
So,
you have something to add?
Yeah, we're aware of the issue that's come up. I'm going to give her my card and have her contact one of the people in our office.
Okay. BD is with our county attorney's office, and he can probably help you there, too. Thank you, Ms. Grover. Thank you for coming today. Next, we had signed up to speak Shirley Robertson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my concern also is the street. But before the street, the Rocha family came in and showed me, like, what the appraisal district shows, the overall view of property. I had to literally go and get a survey because they came in and put this 40-foot container next to my back porch. It stayed there until I had to go and pay for a survey, and then we're still having problems and issues where they're telling me that my survey is no good, but they have not produced a survey. And all of this, like I said, goes into the road also. I've been there 62 years. do I have to change all of my property, all of my everything, you know, my concern? Everything says 20542 Hardy Road. Am I going to have to change it to Rocha Drive? Plus, as far as the post office goes, 911 goes, mm-hmm. we have checked. No one knows anything about this. They put our sign back, took their sign down. They took our sign down, put Rocha Drive up. We got with TxDOT. They came in and put Hardy Road back up. 2 hours later, they came and took it back down, saying that there's some kind of legal paper. Now we have no stop sign, no road sign, no sign. I just had a funeral. My sister passed. Police passed by. Funeral passed by. I mean, it's just, there's a lot more going on than just the road sign.
PD, can you get them in with the county engineer's office as well and find out? I mean, if there's a stop sign that's not down, that's something that is not up. That needs to be taken care of.
It was brought to our attention 2 or 3 weeks ago on that. I know we've had some conversations with some people.
I mean, we've had logs come out.
I believe stop signs should be erected within 24 hours of coming down if it's a legitimate stop sign.
Part of the issue is it's not in the county maintenance system.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Well, if you would, just see BD after court.
He can, safety. We need street signs. We need stop signs.
Good. Okay. Ms. Robertson, thank you for coming today. Thank you for your comments. We also have Paula Henderson signed up to speak today.
Good morning.
How are you?
I guess you know my issue is a road sign, too. But as y'all saying, going through TxDOT, going to the county, went through it all. No help. The county said if she turns in an application, we as residents, we get a chance. So we went back. And then he said, oh, she didn't turn in an application. I still, like I say, been calling 911. I talked to all of TxDOT over Montgomery County, you know. But they still said it was nothing. Nothing happened. So Friday, after the sign came back down, I got a call from 911, TxDOT, all of them called me then, and I had been calling. Oh, I'm just informing you that the street sign is gone. It's no longer Hardy Road. I mean, we didn't get a say-so in it or not. And talking, I never got to talk to the commissioner, but I did get to talk to Bill Smith on several occasions. And my last response from him, he goes, how about this? Nobody gets a damn sign. It's coming down. And that was it. I mean, we have gone several times to ask for the application. I mean, give us some kind of – Friday was my call was, y'all lost. It's going to be a new road sign. We're getting a new sign. But they said because it's a private road. And like I say, we bought our land in 82. And looking at going to the county documents, they purchased their land in 2017, and all he got is bottom land. He can't even build a shed on that because it's a hole. They live directly across the street, but he wants to run that road. I don't know.
BD, it sounds like an odd situation. Are you aware of it at all? Or have you?
He done drew a gun on somebody. He cut down their tree in their yard, and when the cops came, back up and let him finish doing what he's doing.
I'm not aware of all the specifics of it. I said it was brought to our attention some 2 or 3 weeks ago. We have talked to some people in addition to engineering, so I'm not up on the actual facts. Yeah, all the facts. But it is a peculiar situation. So I do recall that road is not in the county maintenance system.
Okay.
Right.
So that's part of the issue from the county standpoint.
Okay. Ms. Henderson, if you would get with Mr. Griffin after court, and maybe y'all can get some things worked out there, and then hopefully can get in touch with Commissioner Clark and see what's going on there. So.
And I had made some copies. I don't know.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you for your comments today.
Thank all of you.
Okay, those were the only individuals that were signed up to speak. Is there anyone not knowing the process that would like to address the court on an item that's not on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, commissioners, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.